Blog Talk Radio.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man in a buzzer tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who would think when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please don't ask me what's on my mind, 'cause I'm a little mixed up, but I'm a feeling fine. When I met the girl that I love best, my heart beats so and it scares me to death. She touched my hand, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. You have that girl I love so fine. She touched my hand, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Carl Perkins. I thought that'd be a great way to start the show. Hey, can you guys hear me? Please say you can hear me. Hello, can you hear me? Somebody say yes or no. Somebody say, where's Jenny? Jenny, I can't hear you. Somebody say, yes, I can hear you, Jenny. Hey, yoo-hoo! Thank you, thank you, thank you, Anne. Like I say, guys, until you tell me you can hear me, I have no idea. I have no indication. So that's why I always ask, because I've been here talking to myself for 5 minutes before, and it doesn't work very well. So anyway, okay, da-da-da, it's rock and roll day, guys, rock and roll, and we've got, it's not all rock and roll, I can't tell you that, that's misleading. We have some country music, too, and we've got a couple of oldies. Some of these have been around for like 20 years, but they're not, they don't class as oldies, okay? They're not the style of the old country. But they've been around for a while, but I don't call them oldies. When I'm referring to oldies, I'm thinking of stuff from the early 50s that's not rock and roll. You know, we've got a couple of those in here. But that's all right, because it's stuff we don't play any other time of the week. You know, we just, today is the day. So I have a rock and roll song that Cheryl Nielsen is singing, and it's got the same title as BTO, you know, Bachman Turner Overdrive. It's got the same title as one of their songs that I absolutely love, but it's a different song. It's same beat, but it's a different song. Anyway, we're going to start it. I do have something special. Don't give up on me. Don't give up. We have the request from Kenny Wayne that Brandon submitted to me. This is an instrumental, guys, but kick your shoes off because it's going to get you moving. I love this. It's fantastic. It's, I'm not going to talk any more about it. It's Kenny Wayne, and the name of the number is Shepherd Strut.
Mm-hmm.
out of breath. I couldn't even sit still on that one. I was doing the chair dance. I mean, you know, I'm tethered to the computer, so I can't stand up. But, hey, guys, that one was moving. Wow. I like that. Thank you, Brandon. That was good. That was really good. Okay, now we all need to catch our breath. Oh, even me. Yes, even me. How you doing, John? Are you still alive? You know, that was a killer song, you know. Anyway, we're going to slow things down. This is one of those country songs I promised you about. And it's going to allow you to catch your breath, you know, get something to drink, wet your throat down, because I'm sure you're pretty dry after all that activity. And so here's Randy Travis. Now, you all know Randy Travis some years ago. Let me think. I guess about 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, Randy Travis had a stroke. And it was bad enough that they weren't sure he was going to make it. You know, they just weren't sure he was going to make it. And he was in the hospital for quite a while. And he did live, but he was never able to perform again. He has trouble talking. He can walk again with the aid of a cane. Takes it slow, but he can't perform, okay? He always has someone next to him helping him, making sure that he keeps his balance and all that. And he does sing after a fashion, but not to be performing, okay? You know, he just, music's in him. He can't not sing, so he does still sing. And he gets invited up on stage with people that do some of his songs, and he sings with them. So he recovered as best as he could, and he's still alive and kicking. He's not giving up. He is still with it. So, guys, here's Randy Travis before he had the stroke. It's called Angels, or Look in Your Mother's Eyes.
Me and some of the boys were sitting around the other night. Started talking about politics, religion, love, and life. And what a shame it was about 9/11. And what about hell? And what about heaven? And is there or isn't there angels here on earth? And then one guy said, well, you can take that for what it's worth. If it's something I can see or something I can touch, well, I might believe in all that stuff. So I just had to say to him, are you telling me you've never seen an angel? Never felt the presence of one standing by. No robe of white, no halo in sight. Well, you missed the most obvious thing. Man, are you blind? Just look in your mother's eyes. And then I said, who went through the pain and smiled through the tears on the day of your birth? She counted your fingers and toes. Thank God you were whole. Son, you ought to know who loved you first. That's right. And who always came running every time you cried out. How many more things have you forgotten about? And who tried their best to teach you wrong from right? And how many nights did she leave on a light while she waited and prayed till you came in and who'll be there for you right up to the end. Think about it now.
Are you telling me you've never seen an angel? Never felt the presence of one standing by? No robe of white, no halo in sight. Well, you missed the most obvious thing. Ah, man, are you blind? Just look in your mother's eyes. Ah, man, are you blind? Just look in your mother's eyes.
I love that song. That came out quite a few years ago, but it was real popular immediately, and it got played a lot on the radio station where I was. So it's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song. Think about your mama when playing that, and it's so true. It's so true. Think about being a mama when you're hearing that song, and it's so true. I mean, you know, it's an ongoing generation-to-generation thing. Mamas are like that. They just are. That's just how they are. Okay. Now I'm going to do the special one so that everybody won't think I forgot, okay? Because I'm older than most of you guys. So, hey, here we are. I got to find out what Patty's doing under the table. Okay, that's all right. He was scratching at something he can't hurt, so it's no problem. Anyway, today is Anne's birthday. Yes, and Monday is Elvis and John's birthday. Okay? So, since our show's not till Tuesday, I'll probably play it on Tuesday as a belated happy birthday. But for right now, we're going to catch it ahead of time, and we're going to say happy birthday to both of them. And this is happy birthday, Anne. Happy birthday, John. And, of course, happy birthday, Elvis. So here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Kathy's birthday the other day, and I'm going to play Elvis singing Happy Birthday, Baby.
Show me. birthday, and I've got something to share. You got me all shook up, and I'm your teddy bear. Happy birthday, baby.
Degree burns from that song. Well, maybe second degree burns. Okay, second degree burns. No raw flesh showing, just yeah. Okay. I have to correct myself. I had the right date in my brain, but I put it on the wrong day of the week. So his birthday, Elvis's birthday and John's birthday is actually on Sunday. The 8th is on a Sunday, not a Monday. So we will have a show on Sunday on that birthday. So you'll hear happy birthday again. And that's okay by me. I don't mind playing that one little bit. I could play it when it isn't anybody's birthday and be happy. So, hey, there you go. All right. And so happy birthday, Ann. Happy birthday, Elvis and John. Happy birthday to you. You got it. And I am not singing the version that went through my mind. I refuse. So it's too second grade-ish. So anyway, now all of these songs, except the Happy Birthday songs, of course, and maybe some songs later, except for that, the songs were sent to me by John this morning. So they're good. We got good songs. I knew most of them. Well, I still know most of them, actually. See what happens when you get older? Watch out. This is Mac Davis. And it's a song about me. One hell of a woman.
She's a free and gentle spirit.
hell of a man.
She's one hell.
Oh, yes, it's nice to be recognized. Oh, they just left the door open for that one. My goodness, in the weather and everything. All right, here's one that, yes, and I remember that song from years ago. I always loved it. Makes me smile. Anyway, here is Tom T. Hall. Now, Tom T. Hall and Red Sylvine were both known as the Story Men because their songs always told stories. Okay, Red Sylvine's was usually sad. Tom T. Hall was more upbeat, more fun, if that's a good word for it. So here is Tom T. Hall with his song that's been around for a long time called I Like Beer. I don't think he does.
In some of my songs I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind. And sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes me feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
You like beer.
My wife often frowns when we're out on the town and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth and she thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. While this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer. Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. All this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I love beer.
Yes, he likes beer.
That was a pretty good ending. That's a pretty good finish. I wonder if any of them could stand up by the time they got there. Okay. I told you this is going to be a fun show, you guys. It really is, because next we've got Roger Miller. Now, Roger Miller did have some serious songs, but not many. I used to think of him as a cut up because all his songs were fun. They were just fun, you know, the old Stogie and all that stuff. Anyway, here is one that this was the first time I've heard this one. It's actually one of them I don't know. So that's all right. That's fine. This is called, now get this, guys, get this. My uncle used to love me, but she died. Yeah, did you catch that? Did you catch that? My uncle used to love me, but she died. Right. Here you go, guys. Roger Miller.
My uncle used to love me, but she died. A chicken ain't chicken till it's looking good fried. Keep on the sunny side. My uncle used to love me, but she died. Who'll bid me quarter, 30 cents for a ring of keys, 365 for a dollar bill of groceries? They'll have me a car of my own someday, but till then I need me a ride. My uncle used to love me, but she died. My uncle used to love me, but she died. A chicken ain't chicken till it's licking good fried. Keep on a sunny side. My uncle used to love me, but she died. Hamburger, cup of coffee, lettuce, and tomato. Two times a dime, steel man, kiss the alligator. One more time around free on the Ferris wheel ride. My uncle used to love me, but she died. My uncle used to love me, but she died. A chicken ain't chicken till it's licking good fried. Keep on a sunny side. My uncle used to love me, but she died. Apples are for eating and snakes are for hissing. I've heard about a hugging and I've heard about kissing. I read about it free and a 50-cent illustrated guide. My uncle used to love me, but she died. My uncle used to love me, but she died. A chicken ain't chicken till it's licking good fried. Keep on the sunny side. My uncle used to love me, but she died. Well, my uncle used to love me, but she died. A chicken ain't chicken till it's licking good fried.
Okay, it ain't chicken till it's licking good fried. Okay, what is it before it's fried? I wonder. Uh-huh, maybe I don't want to know. That's a possibility too. Okay, I would never eat chicken again. I mean, you know, it's not chicken till it's licking good fried. Okay, this one, I remember this song from when I was 5 years old, and it came out, oh, I think it was 5 years, 6 years before I was 5 years old. It was seven. It came out in 1948, whatever that is, okay? And, of course, it was sung by some different person. It was not sung by Lynn Anderson. This version is sung by Lynn Anderson, and it does sound a little bit different. She had to change a couple of the words because it was a cowboy song. They used to call it the cowboy love song. And I remember it was a red vinyl 45, and you had to put that little plastic adapter thing in the middle because the hole was real big and it didn't stay on the spindle correctly. So, hey, here is Lynn Anderson, who's a country singer, with Red River Valley.
Your bright eyes and sweet smile.
that was definitely country. There's no way around it. It's not even crossover. It's country. That's it. But it was one of my favorite ones. When I was 5 years old, that was a favorite song. I used to play that over and over. I was at my aunt's house. It belonged to my cousin. I played that record over and over and over and over. I remember a couple of times she asked me to please stop and play something else. Do you know what I played? How much is that dog in the window? I think she got tired of that one, too. Anyway, yes, staying at my aunt's house in the summer was interesting. I did a lot of stuff I couldn't do at home. All right. This is one of the songs, this next one. It's short. It's just a little over a minute, but that's okay. It's one of those songs from way back when, and I don't remember it at all. The tune is familiar, but I can't think of why. But the song itself, I don't know. I really don't know. And the picture that came with it made me think that it's from the 40s. So probably why I don't know it. Anyway, here we are. It's Vera Lynn. Hey, Apache, you can't fluff the carpet, baby. You cannot fluff that carpet. It's been proven. It does not fluff. So just lay down. You're okay. It's all right. Here's your doggy. There you go. All right. Anyway, it's Vera Lynn, and the name of the song, It's the Loveliest Night of the Year.
Above, and you almost can touch them from here. Words fall into rhyme any time you are holding me near.
Cool off. Yeah, right. Like that, never going to happen. Okay, this is another one that I am very familiar with. This song, used to hear it on the radio all the time. But you see, at our house, we didn't even have a TV until I was almost 7 years old. So, you know, it was late summer when I was seven that we got a TV, and it was a black and white. We weren't allowed to watch it all the time. We were allowed to watch cartoons for, I think, an hour in an afternoon, and we got to see the Flintstones when they were on in the evening, and we just, a couple of other special programs, you know, the variety shows, we got to watch those, but we weren't allowed to watch much TV, so the radio was on all the time, all the time. So I got to hear all these songs, you know, and even after we had a TV, we weren't used to sitting and watching TV. We were always in, you know, I would read books, we would go outside and do, you know, throw the football or mow the lawn or whatever we did, and the radio was on all the time. When I was outside, we had the radio, we had my transistor outside, so here we go. This is Don Gibson. Sea of Heartbreak.
The lights and the harbor don't shine for me. Drift on the
of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine, I wish you were mine again, my dear, I'm on the sea of tears, sea of heartbreak.
Okay, I must inject an Elvis song. John did not send this one to me, but we need to inject an Elvis song, and I thought an upbeat Elvis song would be a good idea. So here is Plantation Rock.
Come along with me. We'll do the plantation rock. It's easy as can be. You wanna dance round the clock? Well, it became a sensation. Rocking on the plantation. Dancing in the fields down to each dog. Do the plantation rock. So come on, bend your knees, twist with ease, side to side like the swaying trees, keeping rhythm. Now add some pep, double step, shake right there like a rocking chair and stay with them. Well, now you're right at home, doing the plantation rock. Just do it as you're shown. You'll want to dance round the clock. Well, just like on the plantation, folks all over the nation start rocking on each street and block. And they do the plantation rock. We'll do the plantation rock. It's easy as can be. You wanna dance round the clock? Well, it became a sensation. Rocking on the plantation. Dancing in the fields down to each dog. They do the plantation rock. So come on, bend your knees, twist with ease, side to side like the swaying trees, keeping rhythm. Now add some pep, double step, shake right there like a rocking chair and stay with them. Well, now you're right at home, doing the plantation rock.
just do it as you're shown. You'll wanna dance round the clock. Well, just like on the plantation, folks all over the nation start rocking on each street and block. They do the plantation rock. 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 They do the plantation rock.
All right. And that was cut from the movie Girls, Girls, Girls. I got a good memory once I learned something. Of course, sometimes you have to take a hammer to beat it in my head, but, you know, once I got it, I got it. It's okay. The bruises heal up after a while. Oh, Lordy help me. Okay, here's a song that I learned it from Paul Revere and the Raiders singing it in the 60s, okay? The late 60s, but the 60s nonetheless. I was 15, something like that, when it became popular with Paul Revere and the Raiders doing it. 16. Anyway, yes, it was the late 60s. Whenever that was. Oh, my word. Anyway, this is not that version. Yeah, okay. This is the version John sent me this morning, and it's by Don Farden, okay, whom, actually, I have to admit, I've never heard of. So this was new for me. There are differences, but, of course, there will be. When people do their version of a song, they put their stamp on it and make it their version. So it's Paul Revere and the Raiders is a little bit different than Don Farden, and Don Farden did it before Paul Revere and the Raiders. So here we go with Indian Reservation.
Change our heart and soul.
go. And yes, they were in the chat. They were talking about how the Indian nations were treated, and you know, if a foreign country, if we ever treated a foreign country like that, they would wipe us off the face of the earth. I don't know why we did that. Why did we think that we knew better, that we had the right to drive them from their ancestral lands and to treat them like dogs? Well, worse than, we treated our dogs better than we treated the Indians. They were people. They're still people. They deserve to have their nations. They deserve to have national rights. They always deserved to have their traditions and their dances and their ways of life. And we should have paid attention. Instead of forcing our ways on them, we should have paid attention. We would have treated the land and the environment much better if we had paid attention to how they did it. Because they respected the land, they respected nature, they respected the animals, and they thanked the animal as well as the Great Spirit every time they killed one for food. It was such a superb and respectful way to live. And we were stupid. That's my opinion. And we're still stupid, because we're getting a little better at giving them their rights, but we're still not doing it properly. You know? They were always shoved on the most worthless piece of ground, and many times they were forbidden to hunt. They weren't crop raisers. They weren't farmers. They were hunters. And we, as the white race, ruined their way of life. And it's, man, I'm surprised they're not sneaking into our houses at night and murdering us in our sleep, because of the way we treated them. And they are much more forgiving than we ever would have been. You know, stop and think about it. Because of their respect for the Creator and for the earth and the environment and the animals, it was in their nature to be forgiving unless they were pushed too far. They did everything they could to abide by treaties and everything. We broke every treaty we made with them. Now, how honorable is that? As you can tell, I'm not on the quote-unquote white man's side of that equation, because I think the Indian nations were treated very, very shabbily. And we wouldn't have treated our farm animals that way. And I think it sucks. I really do. And the problem is that a lot of the resentment is still there. A lot of the peoples of the Indian nations, and they're not Indian, they want to be called Native Americans or indigenous peoples is what they actually are. They're the indigenous peoples. And they're still very upset about the whole thing. They want their native culture back. They want to teach us about what we tried to destroy. That is very forgiving. That is doing it the way that the good Lord intended it to be done. So if you have a chance to learn anything about the indigenous peoples and their ways and their customs, their beliefs, do it. It's worth the time and effort, and you will learn something valuable. So, okay, I'm getting off my soapbox now. I've preached enough on that. I'm getting off my soapbox now. So here we are with, okay, do y'all remember the TV show Dukes of Hazzard? If you don't, you were dead. It was on, and it was so popular. Everybody watched the Dukes of Hazzard, and they had that car, and they had, you know, yeah. And, of course, they had Daisy Duke. Yes. I dressed up as Daisy Duke a couple of Halloweens. Yeah. Anyway, that was fun. Yeah, uh-huh. I dressed up as Ellie Mae once. Along the same line, it's okay. Anyway, if you ever watch that show, you will know that they were in the South. Now, the South has some of its own ways of living. And the Brothers Duke had their own ideas of what they should be allowed to do. And they thought they should make a living any way they wanted to, any way they could. And the law had other ideas, but here is, they made it very country. This theme is country music of that day and age, okay? It's Waylon Jennings. You don't get any more country than Waylon. Well, Willie does. But anyway, it's Waylon Jennings with the theme from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straight in the curve, yeah, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Taking their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
You could tell he was having fun, and he kind of, ha-ha, at the end, you know. Yeah, that's Waylon music all the way. That's Waylon music. And I knew, when I first moved to Arizona, I knew a guy. We were friends with a guy and his wife. He was a musician. He's a guitar player. And his brother was a guitar player. They were in a band together for many, many, many years when they were younger. And he knew Waylon Jennings, and they used to get together in their hotel rooms and play music all night. They got in trouble a couple times doing that, but I thought that was pretty interesting. It was, who else was there? There was somebody else was in on it too, some other big name, but I remember the fact he had Willie Nelson, or not Willie Nelson, but Waylon Jennings there, and they had a good time. They were friends. They saw each other, and they played music together, and they had a good time. All right. Here's a group that, well, the guy itself that founded the group, he put his name on the group, Santana. And his name was Carlos Santana, guitar player. Fantastic guitar player. Oh, my word. They had, at the time of Woodstock, okay, at Woodstock, they had the youngest drummer, professional drummer in the country, okay, and he was 17 at the time of Woodstock. If you ever get to see a video of Woodstock, when Santana comes on stage, watch this. He has a good long solo. You won't miss your time to watch him. You have got to see this guy drum. He was fabulous. I don't know whatever happened to him. I don't remember his name, but I remember his drumming, beat by beat. My word. And he had two conga players. I mean, you know, oh, you talk show band, he did it right. A rock show band. Yes. So here is Santana. And when he retired from music, he opened an Italian restaurant in Phoenix. I don't know if it's still there, but it was there for some years. Very popular. Of course, Carlos Santana owned it. But I don't know why he did Italian. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay? So here is Santana with Black Magic Woman. it kind of leaves you wanting a little more. I think that was planned that way. That's okay. That's okay. Wanting more music like that guitar playing is a good thing. All right. Here is a song that I loved. I loved. I was a teenager by the time this came in. Young teenager. I was in, 13, 14. Anyway, maybe 12. Anyway, that's not important. This song is fantastic. Mama used to go around the house. I mean, it was on the radio a lot, but Mama used to go around the house while she was doing dishes or canning stuff or cooking supper or whatever she happened to be doing, and she'd be singing this song. So us kids got in the habit of singing it, and anytime we would get a little tea or something, we'd sing this phrase of the song. It was hilarious. It was hilarious. We didn't stay upset with each other very long at all. We started laughing. So this is by Little Jimmy Dickens. Okay? Now that name should say country to you all the way up and down, sideways and inside out. And here, the name of the song is May the Bird of Paradise Fly Up Your Nose.
One fine day as I was walking down the street, spied a beggar man with rags upon his feet. Took a penny from my pocket, in his tin cup I did drop it. And I heard him say as I made my retreat,
"May the bird of paradise fly up your nose.
In her hose.
May the bird of paradise fly up your nose."
My laundry man is really on his toes. Found a $100 bill among my clothes. When he called me, I came running. Gave him back his dime for phoning. And I heard him saying as I turned to go,
"May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with your toes. May your wife be plagued with runners in her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose."
I was way behind one day to catch a train. The taxi driver said, "We'll make it just the same." A speed cop made it with us, and as he wrote out the ticket, I stood by politely waiting for my change.
"May the bird of paradise fly up your nose.
That's along the very same lines as an Irish blessing. They kind of do it in a backwards way, you know. Yeah. Look it up. It's going to surprise you. You laugh. Okay. Here is a song I did. I actually recorded it in the hour before Tuesday's show. But it was an Elvis show, so I didn't play it. I'm going to play it now. It's an Aerosmith song, and it's called Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Thank you. I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Oh, but you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away and dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever, where every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep, 'cause I'd miss you, babe. I don't want to miss a thing, 'cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream would never do. I'd still miss you, babe, and I don't want to miss a thing. Lying close to you, feeling your heart beating, and I'm wondering what you're dreaming, wondering if it's me you're seeing. Then I kiss your eyes and thank God we're together, and I just want to stay with you in this moment forever. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep, 'cause I'd miss you, babe, and I don't want to miss a thing, 'cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream would never do. I'd still miss you, babe, and I don't want to miss a thing, and I don't want to miss one smile, and I don't want to miss one tear. I just want to be with you, right here with you, just like this. I just want to hold you close. I feel your heart so close to mine, and stay here in this moment for all the rest of time. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep, 'cause I'd miss you, babe, and I don't want to miss a thing, 'cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream would never do. I'd still miss you, babe, and I don't want to miss a thing. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep, 'cause I'd miss you, babe, and I don't want to miss a thing, 'cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream would never do. I'd still miss you, babe. I don't want to miss a thing. Don't want to close my eyes. Don't want to fall asleep. I don't want to miss a thing. Not one thing. Love you, babe.
And there you have it. I'm not a rock and roll singer, but I think that turned out pretty good. It just wasn't rock and roll. It was a tame version of that song. So thank you all for your comments on it. I do appreciate it very much. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I love singing for y'all when you like it. It makes it fun. It's really fun. And I like doing that song. I didn't think I could pull it off, but I did. It just wasn't rock and roll, that's all. I am definitely not Steven Tyler. But there you have it. I did it. I played it. I like it. You'll probably hear it again sometime. It's a good song. It's a good song. Okay. Here is, and then I'll get back to John's choices after this next song. This is Jeff Beck and Johnny Depp. doing Let It Be Me. They got to have things different. So that was different. But that just illustrates what I was saying. When a singer does his version of a song, he does it his way. Okay? Now, slowing it down and giving Jeff all that time for the guitar solos, that was their way of doing it. And it's not like the original. It's not like I do it. It's not like Elvis does it, but I liked it. So it's different, but I liked it. So I thought, you know, it's good to have things different for a change and to allow them to be different. And I actually really love that. So, okay, here is something different for you. You guys all know the old song Swanee River, right? Way down upon the Swanee River. You know that song, right? If you don't, well, something's wrong. But anyway, I used to go around singing that all the time when I was a kid. This is a Swanee River, but it's got a twist to it. It's different. This is the Swanee River Boogie by Dave Taylor. Swanee River as a boogie. I wouldn't have. I'm glad he did. I love that. That's fantastic. That'll get your blood flowing and your feet moving and your heart a pumping, circulation. You feel good after that. You're going to be tired, but you feel good. Okay, have a drink of water. Here is Cheryl Nielsen. Now, you guys remember who Cheryl is, right? That really tall drink of water that stood behind Elvis, sang back up, and he was a tenor when he looked like he should have been a baritone. Yeah. Anyway, yes, this is Cheryl Nielsen. This is him. And the song he's doing is called Taking Care of Business. Now, when I get done with this one, I'm going to play BTO doing Taking Care of Business. They're the same title, but the song is completely different. Totally different song. So here is Cheryl Nielsen doing his Taking Care of Business. And it's about his time with Elvis. Pretty good. I liked it. Upbeat, moving, rock song. Yes. Okay, here is Bachman Turner Overdrive doing their Taking Care of Business song, which is entirely different. Thank you. There you go. Two different songs with the same title. I think it's great. I love it. See, and I've had the Bachman Turner version, oh my goodness sakes, probably 20, 30, 40 years ago. Anyway, it's been a long time. It's been a long time. And I could have kicked myself when my ex died not asking for his records. Oh, my word. But too late. They're gone somewhere. Maybe my ex-brother-in-law still has them. I'd have to ask him. Anyway, here is a fun one. Okay? You guys remember the movie Snow White? Please say yes. Don't leave me out there all alone. Anyway, it was a cartoon movie. I'm talking about the cartoon movie. Yeah, right. Okay. Anyway, this is a song that's based on the song the dwarfs sang in that movie, Snow White. Mary Schneider does it. And if you recall, she was the one that sang the Jingle Bell Yodel song at Christmas. Okay, well, this is the dwarfs' yodel song. So have a good time.
Hi-ho!
Until they hit that last line of the chorus again, but they didn't. That lady can yodel. Oh, wow. She's good. She's good. And that is such a cute song. I had so much fun listening to that. I've heard it three times now. I think it's fantastic. I love it. Don't be surprised if it shows up again. Okay, here is the Everly Brothers. Now, this one, I hope it's the same version. If it's not, oh well, it's the Everly Brothers, and we're going to count it good. Because when John sent this to me this morning, it came up, video not available. So I had to go into YouTube and get it. I can get it, but he couldn't retrieve it to send to me. So here's the one I picked. We'll just cross our fingers. This is the Everly Brothers doing Crying in the Rain. Brothers were good. There was a period of time that they were mad at each other. They broke up. They weren't performing together. But that came to an end, and they got back together. And they did perform a few times before one of them died. I don't remember which one it was. But now they're both gone, so it doesn't really matter. But they did reconcile and get back together before they couldn't do that anymore. So that was a good thing. That was a good thing. They were together for so long, and they just had a falling out. That's just what happens sometimes. All right, I'm going to do a fun one. Yeah. Yeah, John can send fun ones. Yes. This is called The Swinging Blue Jeans, and the song is The Hippie Hippie Shake.
For goodness sake.
they sound a lot like the Beatles. When I first heard it, when they first started singing, I thought it was the Beatles. I had to look and see who it was. And they sound a lot like the Beatles. But it's not the Beatles. It's not. I promise. Okay? The Swinging Blue Jeans is what they call themselves. I don't know. They come up with some weird names for their groups in the 60s, and that was one of them. Anyway, hey, guys. It's 8 minutes till, and I don't want to have this program sign out on me between, you know, while the song is playing when I can't say goodbye. So I am going to say goodbye now, and I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today. I had a whole passel of fun. I hope you guys had as much fun hearing it as I did bringing it to you. It was a gas. I loved it. Good songs. They were all fantastic songs. There wasn't one song I played that I didn't like. It was fantastic today. And I hope you all felt the same way. I hope you all enjoyed that. There are five songs I didn't get to. That's because I stuck some in there instead. But that's okay because we have another show coming up next week. So they'll get there. They'll get played. It's fine. We're not going to miss out on them. We're going to play them. And John can send five fewer next week because I've got five already. So that's fantastic. No problem. Okay, so I want all you to be coming in to hear the gospel show on Sunday, okay? It's an hour and a half, so it doesn't take a big chunk out of your day. And the music is something that will soothe you, give you hope and happiness, and fill you with a positive attitude towards approaching the next week. So I would really love to see you join me for Sunday's gospel show. It's fantastic. It always makes you feel good when you listen to it. So come in and get that feel-good feeling. Yeah, please. Please do. You'll enjoy it. You really will. It's wonderful music. You'll enjoy it. And we will make sure and have one or two Sister Rosetta songs, along with a lot of Elvis songs and Dolly Parton and Johnny Cash. We're going to play those. It's you'll be missing something if you don't show up. That's all I got to say about that. And in the meantime, all right, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Walk with him this week. Smile at everybody you see. Share the good feeling. And bless you all. Stay well. Stay happy. And stay safe. And I'll see y'all Sunday. And in the meantime, here is a song called Someday Soon by Stacy Buttielli, Mike Hendricks, and Fred Banquette.